Practice what you preach. Walk the walk. Don't just talk the talk. Be authentic. Be legitimate. Be real. Those are all phrases that describe the theme of our gospel reading for today. Jesus has entered the temple. He's getting a name for himself and a following, and rightfully, the temple leaders want to know about this new teacher. To use their words, their words sound accusatory, and perhaps they are, although it should not come as any surprise that the leaders of the temple want to know by what authority Jesus is teaching. Credentials are important. Who has licensed you? What school did you attend? Those are relevant questions both then and now. The unfortunate reality for the questioners is that Jesus sees through the seemingly benign questions to the heart of the matter, the heart of the questioners, and he knows that they aren't asking in a genuinely interested or even innocently curious way. They're asking in a backhanded way. They know that this new teacher has not been trained by any of them, and they want his lack of legitimate training to be exposed to all his would-be followers. Once they see that he isn't licensed in the official way, the crowd won't listen to him anymore. They'll see that he's not a graduate of an accredited rabbi university, and when they do, they'll stop listening to him and return to us. And here we have the first clue about legitimate credentials versus being legitimate. By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority, is a question on the table for Jesus. And in fair rabbinic style, he doesn't answer the question, but poses a question back to the questioners. I will also ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. The question Jesus poses is about the baptism of John. Was the baptism of John from heaven or of human origin, Jesus asks. And the chief priests and elders begin to squirm. They wring their hands and beads of perspiration break out on their foreheads and upper lips. He's got them in their own trap. If they say that John's baptism was ordained by God, then he'll ask them to task for ignoring him. And if they say it had no value, then the crowd will revolt because they believe, or they know, that John the Baptizer is a prophet. The chief priests and the elders are between a rock and a very hard place. But that place is of their own doing. The chief priests and the elders, those who have been entrusted by God and by God's people to be the overseers and the keepers of the law, and they've gone astray. They've gotten so caught up in the keeping of the law and the maintaining of the status quo that they have forgotten that the law isn't theirs, but is God's. And they are the trustees, not the owners. And it's in the midst of this tense conversation between Jesus and those who have forgotten what it means to be entrusted with God's law that Jesus tells the parables about the two sons. A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, "Go and work in the vineyard today." And he answered, "I will not." But he later changed his mind and went. The father went to the second son and said the same, and he answered, "I go, sir," but he did not go. Which of them did the will of his father? And we all shout out so comfortably and easy and smugly and certainly, "The first." And that is right. And then Jesus says to those who've been given the care of the kingdom, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of heaven ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even after you saw it, you did not change your minds. And the first will be last, and the last will be first." Who do we say that we are? Do we claim to be Christians? Are we like the chief priests and the elders who knew that they were in charge of the law, but forgot that the law was for the good of the people? The chief priests and the elders were not bad people. They were good people. They were doing their best to do what they thought was the most important thing, keeping the law sacred, making sure that God's laws were protected and safe. Jesus said, "You have kept God and God's law so protected and safe that no one can come in. You're locking out the very people that need to be included." Do we do that? Do we keep out the people who need to know the love of God the most? Those whose lives might be fundamentally changed by knowing that they are loved by God and of great value? We are in a time of great opportunity for bringing folks in to know the love of God and of Jesus, His Son, our Lord. We're in a time in which the world needs to know this love and acceptance, and we must not be the chief priests and elders who limit the reaches of God and who are so entrapped by the need to be safe and secure that we miss the opportunities that are at our doorstep. Jesus calls us to task. He demands that we be legitimate, not just those who say we are His followers, but that we actually be His followers. In the encounter between Jesus and the chief priests and elders, the chief priests and elders were left with egg on their faces because they had been charged with being the doers of the law, but they became the keepers of the law. They were so caught up in the details that they forgot the intent. And Jesus told them, "The tax collectors and the prostitutes will enter the kingdom of heaven before you." How would you feel if Jesus said to you, "The predatory lenders and the human traffickers will enter the kingdom of heaven before you"? Would that make you mad? Or would it make you change? None of us is perfect. We are all in need of God's grace and mercy. That's the start to understanding what Jesus is all about. We've been given the kingdom of heaven. God has claimed us as His own, forgiven our sins, and made us perfect in His sight. We are to do the same, to offer God's love to all people, to reach out and offer the grace and freedom that we have been given. Jesus demands that His followers be just that, His followers. That we be legitimate, not just claiming to be Christian, all the while taking advantage of others or berating those we don't agree with. Jesus has harsh words for those who say one thing and do the other. Be authentic followers of Christ. Share His love with the world. Amen.